first of my three guests today. Delighted to be joined by Natasha, who is the owner of the excellent Chicken and Frog Bookshop, which is an independent bookshop based on Crown Street. And we're going to be talking about Independent Bookshop Week, which is running between the 19th to the 26th of June. A very good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. I wasn't here yesterday, but I am now back. I had a few complaints.
To listen to you, nothing.
I get that. I get people sending me messages now saying, where are you?
What are you doing?
Yeah, we want to hear your voice. Well, they never say that bit. Now, tell us about the Chicken and Frog Bookshop. When did you actually set up in Brentwood, and why did you come to Brentwood in particular?
So the why is just because Brentwood is our hometown, and we didn't want to set up a bookshop somewhere else and commute. That seemed a bit daft. And we opened October 2012, which feels like, especially with the last year or so, it feels like about a century ago.
Wow.
And we were on Ongar Road to begin with, and then we moved to Crown Street in January 2020. So super timing, Natasha. Well done. Just before lockdown. Excellent.
Crown Street is just a lovely, quirky little street. It's like you've walked into, I mean, Brentwood, I love Brentwood anyway, but Crown Street has got its own personality, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's got a really good community vibe about it. So we feel like we're home, you know? It's lovely.
Now, you've Independent Bookshop Week. Tell people why it's so important to have these independent bookshops.
I just think that independent bookshops just have a different way of curating their stock. So, like, I've got nothing wrong with any kind of bricks and mortar bookshop. It makes me happy. It doesn't matter if it's a big chain, if it's a charity bookshop, whatever it is, I think it's brilliant that it's kind of in a building and people can come and sniff the books. But I do think that independent bookshops kind of, they've just got their own unique stamp. Everyone is completely different.
Yeah.
And we curate the collection of books that we've got specifically for the people that kind of live near us and use us. Do you know what I mean? So I think it's just quite a unique experience.
Yeah. It's a bit like the radio station, really, because we have like local bands that you might not get onto on the BBC station. So you get local writers in as well, and you do lots of launches of people's books too.
Yeah, we do, and we also we try on a local level definitely, but also on a more national level as well. It's really, really tough business, the book world, and getting your book onto a bookshelf in a large chain can actually be incredibly difficult. So we champion books that we're passionate about, but that, you know, hopefully you can't just pick up for like £3 in Sainsbury's, or, you know, there's nothing wrong with those books at all. Anything that gets kids reading, I'm happy.
Mm.
But it's about giving other people shelf space and a voice, and I think that's really important.
I mean, your shop is more of an experience, isn't it? It's not when you go into, as you said, you can go into Tesco's and pick up a book, but there's no experience there for children. When they come into your shop, it's just so colourful, and you have lots of other things going on as well.
Yeah, so we run a creative writing club. We run three book clubs now. I'm thinking one for kids, two for adults, and the one for ones for adults is relatively new. And I think it's because of the timing, and people were like, we can do something that's not in our own house and we won't be with our families. Sign me up. So we've now got 91 people on the book club list. We've had to split it over three evenings.
Yeah.
It also could be because you could bring your own wine. I think that would be quite a seller as well. I can get drunk and rot at home. Count me in. What's the book? Don't care.
And what books are you reading at the moment in the book club?
So for the adult book, that sounds awful, doesn't it? You have to think about really carefully about how to say it. Not adult book club, adults, completely different experience. We are reading a book called Before the Coffee Gets Cold, which is a Japanese book translated into English, obviously. And it's amazing. It's just completely different from anything I've read before. It's kind of a bit, I don't know how to describe it really. It's a bit timey-wimey. So there's a time slip element to it. It's very, very clever. So we're reading that. And then for the adults book club, we're reading a book called Hark Lights next month. And for the kids book club, we're reading a book called Twitch. So quite different books depending on kind of the age. So we do two book clubs for adults. One is where we read grown-up books and one is where we read kids books, which is really lovely.
Wonderful.
So busy bees.
So what are you doing to celebrate Independent Bookshop Week?
Wow, what aren't we doing, Michelle? So we did a really lovely bookie event on Saturday with a fantastic author illustrator called Pippa Koenig, and she's just had a new book come out. which is set in a obviously fictitious place called Jelly Bean Crescent. So we have got a jar of jelly beans, which I'm quite proud because so far I've not eaten them.
Yeah.
Mainly because they're sealed and the children would know. So they're in the window. Kids have to come along, have a sensible guess, you know, not like 3 million, about how many jelly beans are in the jar. And then whoever is the closest by close of play this coming Saturday wins the jar of jelly beans.
Wow.
Which is pretty great in itself. Yeah. And a signed copy of Pippa's book as well. So that's quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's happening.
Yep.
I'll do the competition-y things first. Other competition we've got, we've just got a copy of Marcus Rashford's new book, You Are a Champion,
mm-hmm.
which is really lovely. And it's signed, which is like gold dust. So we've launched a competition for children and parents, actually, can nominate a teacher or a TA in their school that they feel is kind of their champion. And then we're just going to pull a name out of a hat again on Saturday night. And whoever wins will win a signed, that signed copy of the book. And we'll post it out to them. So we just thought it would be a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
We've got national book tokens to give away. So we've got a book of £5 national book tokens to give away to our customers with a purchase. And what else have we got? And then we've got events. So we've had one event already. This Thursday, we've got an event with an author-illustrator called David Wimmey. And he's an American guy. He's really cool. He's a musician as well. He's just like a rock god. But he lives in France, so he's only here for weeks. We're very, very excited that we've got him and we've nabbed him.
Yep.
Because the restrictions didn't lift. It's a slightly different shape of event from what we'd originally planned, but it's fine. So he will be here in the store in real life and people can come and get books signed. And we've got a few people that will be with him while the event's going on, but we're going to stream it live to our Instagram so that people that can't physically come in can still join in. And the book is called I Go Quiet, and it's all about kind of finding your place in the world, accepting the fact that you're a little bit quirky and different and embracing that, mm-hmm. which obviously I understand because, you know, I'm a bit odd. And then the other event that we've got is on Saturday to round off Independent Bookshop Week. And it's a beautiful book called Nen and the Lonely Fisherman, and it's a kind of, it's a picture book, and it's a sort of a take on The Little Mermaid.
Mm.
But it's a merman and a fisherman, and it's a love story, but it's a love story between people, but also kind of a love story between us and planet Earth and how we should look after it. It's just beautiful. So we've got a live event with them, live via Facebook, obviously, not real life. That would be crazy. There'll be a draw along, and there'll be Ian and James will be talking about how the book kind of came to life and answering the kids' questions. So we've got loads of stuff going on, which is lovely.
So give us a quick shout out for your socials, because you love your social media.
I do love my social media. So we're on Twitter and Instagram, and it's really easy. It's just at Chicken and Frog, nice and easy.
Yes.
And Chicken and Frog as well for Facebook. So all of our stuff goes out on all of those channels. We've got a website as well with our events page on, so you can check what we've got going on. And that's all. That's just all the W's, chickenandfrog.co.uk.
Lovely to talk to you. Now we can sort of have people back in the studio. You'll have to put back in so I can see you.
Lovely.
I put up a lovely picture. I put up a lovely picture of your, well, it's actually of your torso. This is getting to sound peculiar. But it's you holding the books. And it's a really good picture. I was looking around for a picture of you this morning. I thought, what one shall I put up? And the one you've got with the lovely stars around your head, I couldn't find it. I only saw it on a video. So I took the torso picture with you holding books. And I was like, what a great picture. Because you can tell you.
It's a worry, isn't it? You can tell just from someone's torso. We had a lovely, lovely local photographer called Chloe, who came in and she did a photo shoot at the shop at the beginning of the first lockdown. She's absolutely fantastic. I hate having my photograph taken. Absolutely can't stand it.
Yeah.
But she just makes you feel like you're just having a bit of a party. She puts on loud music and you just kind of faff about a bit for an hour, and she comes up with these amazing photographs.
I saw some. They're really, really good pictures. But yeah, you can tell it's you because I can see your tattoos on that one. I knew it was you.
I can't hide. There's no hiding.
No, you shouldn't hide them. They're lovely. Great to talk to you. Hopefully see you in the studio soon. Have a great Independent Bookshop Week with all your events.
Thank you, my love.
And
thank you for your time.
You're welcome. And we'll speak again soon. You take care.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye. That is Natasha, who is the owner of the excellent Independent Bookshop, the Chicken and Frog Bookshop on Crown Street.